This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Congratulations to the people of the United Kingdom. You have dealt a death blow against the authoritarian covert project for world government. They denied that they were even building an EU decades ago. Then they said that it was elected and wasn't dictatorial. Then they said they wouldn't restrict free speech, which they've done. The EU bureaucrats have exempted themselves from taxation. These people are classical criminals, politicians transferring the power from nation states to a multinational body where they and their families rule forever like royalty. And despite all the vote fraud, all the intimidation, all the threats by the EU, the people of the UK have said no. A huge blow against tyranny, a huge boon for liberty and freedom and sovereignty and populism worldwide. This is a great victory. Congratulations to the folks in the UK. We see nationalism rising here in the United States as well. Donald Trump's come out against world government, said this is a serious blow against globalism. Nigel Farage, Donald Trump, globally helping lead us against the New World Order. And you, the Info Warriors, spreading the word for all those years, you are the tip of the spear in this fight. You are the resistance. So congratulations to you. They can't have world government and keep it in the shadows, especially when it's authoritarian. And by forcing the debate, being called conspiracy theorists for being informed, we have now forced it into the mainstream, and we're winning the debate that we shouldn't have. Multinational corporations masquerading as government with diplomatic immunity above the law, playing God. This is the beginning of the end of world government. It may take 5-10 years, but we have blown giant bloody holes in the globalist operation. That's why I've always said, we're on the march. The globalist New World Order Empire is on the run.
Absolutely, and this is a very important day. Very excited, very happy. There's a great deal to celebrate today. And of course, we see the markets in turmoil, but don't fear. Don't worry about that. This is just a bump in the road, folks. This is something that they're pulling on us. We're going to be talking to Steve Pachinik. That's precisely what he's going to explain to you. We're also going to be talking to Roger Stone. We have another victory domestically, so we're going to talk to him about what's going on with that. But understand this in the context even of American elections. What we are involved in is a world war against globalism. Why should we believe these people who have failed to predict every catastrophe that has happened to us? They're now predicting, oh, this is going to be a catastrophe. I don't think so. We're going to get over it. It's not even a problem, and Donald Trump pointed it out. Many people, Donald Trump understands that when the currency goes down, as he pointed out, the golf course in Scotland where he was, he says, hey, it'll make it cheaper for people to come here. There are advantages to that. How do you think China got rich? Why do you think Japan is trying to manipulate their currency down? If the globalists want to try to manipulate this currency down, this is probably just a bump in the road. But if they want to keep it down to try to scare the people in Britain and leave it down, I say bring it on. We're going to look at all the different results of this. Of course, David Cameron is having to resign. We see Nigel Farage, who has worked for many, many years as a voice crying in the wilderness, finally vindicated over all of this. And there's the forces at play. People who support Trump, as well as people who don't support Trump, are pointing to the fact that this is very portentous for what's going to happen in the United States. We have an article from Paul Joseph Watson making that very case. And we have news from every source, left and right. Here's the BBC saying 5 reasons Brexit could signal Trump winning the White House. Everyone is saying that. And look at Hillary and Obama. Look at how little effect they had. As a matter of fact, I think probably Obama helped Britons to get their freedom. Do you think people really like foreigners coming into your country and threatening you, telling you you're going to get at the back of the line? Yeah, that worked really good, Obama. And you keep bringing in those people from Mexico and from Europe to threaten us about how we should not have our own control over our own government. This truly is Independence Day. I really didn't think it would happen. I was absolutely amazed that this happened. I thought, well, okay, they're showing them ahead for a little bit. They're bringing in Remain now. They're going to rig this election. It must have been a massive landslide where they couldn't rig this thing. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps. No data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast. InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Gentlemen, the developments that we have witnessed in the last 24 hours in the UK referendum to leave the euro is one of the greatest political events, not just in modern history, but in world history. The globalists for more than 50 years have tried to build a planetary, unelected world government by stealth. The problem is, once you finally try to put it into play and create global taxes and global regulations, and once you start trying to arrest people that criticize the EU or criticize open borders, people then knew that what the, quote, conspiracy theorists, that is, informed individuals, had been telling them for decades was true. Margaret Thatcher, famous prime minister in the 80s, had warned that the Euro project and the Bilderberg Group were a tyrannical organization attempting to transfer power from nation states to unelected boards. And the great victory is that despite the intimidation, despite all the election fraud, despite the media, the traitor media working to deceive the people, the vast majority of voters in the UK voted to leave the European Union. Now, this isn't just a referendum on global government. It's a referendum on mainstream media and the fact that their deception isn't working on the people anymore. And yes, they're going to strike back, and they're going to drive down stocks, and they're going to play all sorts of games and try to hold countries hostage. But it doesn't matter, because the euro was set up to destroy nation states and to consolidate power and control. The euro was set up to loot nations. The founders of it from the beginning admitted. It's even been in the BBC. Paul Watson's written articles about it, that it was set up to be piratical. Their excuse is they're destroying commerce and prosperity to, quote, save the earth. The truth is they are simply consolidating power and control for themselves to carry out autocratic dictatorial controls. And this also is a major referendum showing that modern populism is based in the true worldview and cosmology of anti-New World Order, anti-globalism. And despite the media for decades saying none of this existed and that there was no plan and that there was no plan to set up a carbon tax and there was no plan to set up these global tribunals and there was no plan to set up a one world religion and the Federal Reserve was federal, it wasn't privately controlled, all of these hoaxes have fallen. And now we're beginning to have a real debate. And all the people that laughed at the conspiracy theorists, which just meant laughed at informed folks, now realize that they were chumps. They realize they were conned. They realize that they were manipulated. They realized that it really was true that the power structure would dare try to establish a corporate, secret world government. And once that genie is out of the bottle, it's all over. The globalists are in full panic, and it's happening all over the world. Here's a headline from CNN. I actually tell the truth at the first part of this article. It's very rare. UK referendum. And it goes on in the article to admit, in the single most momentous day in British politics since World War II, the impact of this result has been far and wide. The global markets hit, and UK Prime Minister David Cameron announcing his resignation after the United Kingdom voted to leave the European Union. That's right. Resigning. And Nigel Farage, who would come on our shows 10 years ago, the leader of the UKIP party that was just founded a few decades ago, that went from having a few percentage points in the polls a decade ago to now being the fastest growing party, not just in the UK, but in Europe. And he gets up every week in the UK parliament or in the EU parliament. UKIP members do that in the UK. He does it as a UKIP member in the EU Parliament and points out that their rulings and their votes are ceremonial and that almost all laws are made by the EU bureaucracies and that it is actually a dictatorship that hands down power like the Communist Politburo in China to the successors generally who are even family members. I mean, think about how crazy this is, and all these weird politicians from the former Eastern Bloc that were communist are now being recruited to run the whole show. They're actually reactivating the Stasi. This isn't just an unelected bureaucracy that hoaxed its way into power. It's also anti-freedom. It's anti-religious freedom. It's anti-free speech. It's globalist. It's trying to rush in as many foreigners as it can so that they can activate them anytime they need to and have them burn down major cities if the French or the Germans or the Swedes or the Dutch or the Greeks or the Italians don't submit. I mean, this is modern warfare that we're seeing. And the incredible news is, I can't even really describe personally the words of how massive this is. Because this is the globalist system basically tearing itself apart. The people know that world government is not trying to deliver some socialist utopia, but it's delivering a eugenics nightmare. We have statements up on Infowars.com by Donald Trump talking about how nationalism is winning and populism is awakening and how globalism and world government and unelected tyrannies are failing and how this is a referendum in Europe on nationalism and how this bodes well for him in the election here. Absolutely. And even if the globalists dare steal this election from Donald Trump, or God forbid, assassinate him, he'll just be a bigger martyr. He'll just be a bigger hero because he resisted, because he spoke up. And all I can say to the patriots around this world, from England to China to the United States, from Mexico to Canada, it doesn't matter where you are, from Brazil to Chile, from Nigeria to South Africa, from Japan to India, from Russia to... It just doesn't matter. You are humans that have common sense and want basic sovereignty and want due process and want private property and want to have fair courts and want your children to have a future. And you know the world government project of Henry Kissinger, who, by the way, just endorsed Hillary Clinton, is designed to create a permanent ruling oligarchy overclass that dominates and controls humanity and basically establishes a scientific dictatorship known as a technocracy in their own words. They're so arrogant that 6 years ago there was an article in the Financial Times of London, and it said, and now for world government, by their foreign editor, who, by the way, has attended Bilderberg. And he arrogantly wrote in that article, you ought to read it, he wrote two different ones of the same name, because the first one was so incendiary, they tried to put this, a new one out a day later with the same headline to confuse folks. But you can go read both of them. And in the article, he says, and now for world government, he says, yes, we did this by stealth. Yes, it's authoritarian. And we have a right to rule you because we were smart enough to take over and do this. Well, it's not very hard when your large central banks that control the manipulation of currency and credit to establish a plan to create international boards where you buy off politicians and then have them, by stealth or by treaty, sign over incremental authorities into that multinational body. Then you don't even have a vote in most cases, like the UK didn't enter the EU. And then over the process of decades, you finally transfer total power, exempt yourself from taxes and regulations, give yourself diplomatic immunity, and create a new system of royalty. And its greatest power was that it was over the top. Its greatest power was that it was so ridiculous and so flagrant and so just over the top ridiculous that people couldn't believe that this was really being established and their countries were going to be ruled, never voting, by multinational corporations on secret boards that exempt themselves from taxes. No one could believe it, even though it was in all the documents, even though it was all admitted, even though it was all on record. People couldn't believe it, just like they couldn't believe the Federal Reserve wasn't federal. But once they finally are forced to see it's true, it doesn't matter how many articles they have calling us conspiracy theorists. Then the massive nature of the hoax that helped them get away with it becomes now a bomb or gasoline that burns them down that much quicker. Total hoaxes, total con games, either totally succeed or totally fail and blow up and burn into ashes. And now we're seeing this giant, rotten old barn doused in gasoline that is the world government project being lit on fire. And these globalists are going to strike back. They're going to hammer the economy. They're going to start wars. They're going to engage in all sorts of false flag behavior, you name it. But again, the genie's already out of the bottle. The trick is already exposed. People are conscious and are aware of what's happening, and we have so many, many, many battles ahead of us. But I'm telling you, this battle has helped us win the war. Just like once they turned Hitler back in Russia, and when Operation Barbarossa failed, and just like when we beat him at the Battle of the Bulge, we knew Hitler was going to continue to fight on. But he had lost the war. There was no way for him to turn the tide back the other way. We have now passed the Rubicon, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a lot of problems to face. There's still corruption. World government will try to rear its head again and again. But we have slain the dragon with a death blow. It's climbed back into its cave and is bleeding to death right now. And I just want to salute every single one of you. This is a time to absolutely celebrate. This is something to write, put in your diary and to tell your kids about, because this is as big as 1776, ladies and gentlemen, as initiating July 4th. We haven't won the whole war yet, but I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, things have been put in motion historically that cannot be controverted, and the power of the Renaissance will not be stopped. Paul Watson's coming up, Roger Stone's coming up on Donald Trump's statements on this issue, and so much. Big broadcast. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
First of all, I want to say Secret 12, Attitude, Supermail, Brain Force, Frosty Guard, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
Really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
I'm a 9-year listener. I buy all the nutraceuticals, OsteoFX. Nathan,
let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking? Are you
everything taking from Supermail to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So, and I just re-upped everything, and I just went to autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this 24th of June, 2016. Mark it down. This is going to be a day like July 4th. Remember, that was not when we won the Revolutionary War. That was not when we won our independence. That was when we declared our independence, declared the right of self-government, declared that we have inalienable rights, that we create these governments to secure, that a just government governs to fulfill these rights, and when they are destructive of those rights, it's the right of the people to alter or abolish it and institute new forms of government. And that's what we're seeing happening now, the very beginning of that, happening in Britain. I never thought it would happen. I never thought it would happen. I thought it was going to be rigged. And, of course, Paul Joseph Watson did as well. I know we were. I was watching his tweets and things he was putting up in articles. I was tweeting the same stuff. It's like, okay, they're ahead right now. I say, no, now they've got Remain ahead. They're going to rig this election. It must have been a massive landslide for them to only win it by, for them to win it by 4 points, okay? That was a solid win. That was a solid win. They had 70-some-odd percent of the people turn out to vote, and Watson is going to be here and give us some more details on that. But put that in perspective. We only have about 50% of the people vote in American elections. So that was a huge, huge turnout. Now, as the headlines look, one article that's really good. This was the day the British people defied their jailers. That's a Telegraph headline. Another one, Brexit, the world's most complex divorce begins. So we'll talk about all this stuff. But as I was looking at this, as I was celebrating this pushback against globalism, all I could think about was the British are leaving. The British are leaving.
That means I'm single again. Oh, me,
yeah.
Hey!
Yeah, baby, it's Brexit. This is great. It was so much fun watching this. So, yeah, looking at this parade. That is the opening of Austin Powers, if you recognize that music. And that's what we all felt like last night, watching Britain take back its freedom, take back its culture. Look, this is real multiculturalism, a free Europe where people pursue their own destiny, where they write their own laws, where they have their own culture, and it's not dictated and dumbed down to them. And when I he just did the backflip into the Jaguar XKE that's covered with a Union Jack, I couldn't do that. But I had to get in the car and go for a ride with my wife last night, like 1 o'clock. It was just too exciting. Okay, so we're going to have, in the next segment, we're going to have Roger Stone with us because we do have a victory to celebrate here in America coming up with the convention in Cleveland. And he's also going to talk about what this portends for the presidential election. Everybody is saying this, left and right. Some of them are wringing their hands. Some of them are celebrating like we are. We're also going to have Steve Pachinik joining us, telling people, don't fear. They're trying to turn up the fear. Because, you know, this is not going to be an immediate process. This is going to be a long, drawn-out process. The Germans say, we want you out now. Get out. Get out. Go now. But it's going to be a couple-year process. And, of course, we've had David Cameron already resign. And but he resigned and said that it's going to be a leadership change in October when the Tory party meets. And the Germans are saying, don't wait that long. Get out now. So we'll see what happens. But once that article is triggered, it's going to take a couple of years, possibly, for this to work its way out. And in the meantime, you're going to see what we're seeing today. You're going to see manipulations of the marketplace. I don't think Britain shot itself in the footsie, their stock index. That's I think that this is a manipulation. I think it's going to work itself out. And we're going to talk about why, even if the currency goes down, that can be a very good thing. Now, before we go to the next article here and talk about this, I just want to tell you about a new special we've got at InfoWars.com, because that's how we maintain our independence as a media organization. We don't want to be dependent on other corporations who are going to come in here and try to manipulate us by giving us a lot of ads, making us dependent upon them, and then pulling it out at the last minute, pulling the rug out from under our media operation. So Alex Jones has wisely come up with a plan to fund our own media operation and to provide top-quality health products, as well as other things like water filters. We still have the 20% off Alexa Pure water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. That's all of them, from the largest down to the smallest. And we got a new sale today, Deep Cleanse. This is our fastest seller. It is now in stock. 20% off at InfoWars.com. This is the Rolls Royce of all-in-one cleansers. And that's the important thing to understand. It is a all-in-one cleanser. Instead of buying 5, 6, or 7 different cleansing products, we use decades of scientific research to put this together. It combines the power of concentrated zeolites, organic cilantro, organic milk thistle, and many other cleansing ingredients. Right now, 20% off a new sale, Deep Cleanse, at InfoWarsLife.com. That's what keeps us independent. It's what funds our organization. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Roger Stone. He's going to break this down and tell us about a new victory here in America. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000 worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this momentous day. It is Independence Day for Britain, as Boris Johnson said. I was looking at the Telegraph's Tim Stanley. His headline is, "This is the day the British people defied their jailers." He said, the people defied the experts. And they went with their conscience. He said labor voters, most of all the Northeast, rebelled against a century of labor leadership. He says, I'm astonished, staggered, humbled. I should never have lost faith in my countrymen, those bold, brave, beautiful British voters. Good for you. You're leading the way in freedom. And you know, it was Winston Churchill who said in the history of the English-speaking people, now we've written a new chapter, by the way. This is going to be a new chapter. This is going to continue in America. We're going to talk to Roger Stone about that, but this is a new chapter. And he said, when America got its independence from Britain, it was a liberating thing for Britain as well. It unleashed freedom in Britain. It gave power to the people, to the parliament in Britain. And we're going to see this happening as the EU unravels, and you're going to see true multiculturalism. You're going to see the energy and the culture of the European people, which has been repressed and dumbed down, turned into this kind of politically correct gray mass, a lobotomized population who has been indoctrinated and controlled by a central government. You're going to see that explode and creativity and diversity, true creativity, true diversity. So let's go to Roger Stone. Of course, Roger Stone has worked for many pro-American political parties in Eastern Europe. And I want to talk to him about that, but we're going to talk about a victory, first of all, that has just happened in regards to our presidential election here. Welcome, Roger.
David, great to be with you.
Did you see this coming? I got to ask you, did you really see this coming? Because I didn't. I thought the people were with it, but I thought they were going to rig the election. It must have been a total landslide for them to be able to win by 4%. I guess they figured they just couldn't swamp the votes that were coming in from the countryside by rigging it in the places that they control.
Yeah, globalism has taken two enormous hits this year. First, the rise of Donald J. Trump, and now the Brexit vote.
Yes.
Globalism is done, and the globalists are increasingly panicky about the prospects for the road ahead. I think this portends very good things about the American election, and I am very pleased with the developments in the Trump campaign. I believe they can now strategically get back on track, get back on offense, because when you're not on offense, you're losing votes.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, when I looked at this, Roger, we saw this division in the UK over Brexit. You had the Labour leadership really versus the Labour voters. The Labour voters had really gotten a shaft with globalism. And yet the Labour leaders, the Labour union leaders, as well as the Labour Party leaders, were supporting staying in this globalism that had cost their voters their jobs. And then we saw the Tory leadership divided as well. Here in America, we've got the Democrat leadership, like Hillary Clinton, who is pushing, say, keep this together, and yet it's their voters, their blue-collar voters, who are being hurt by this, just like we saw in England. And then we've got the GOP establishment, and the only person on the other side of that is Donald Trump, but it's big enough that he can stand there with the blue-collar voters, I think, and with the Republican voters who understand what's going on, the people that Bilderberg was so concerned about, they called the precariat. I think they should be very concerned about that precariat. I think they should be very concerned about this, the people understanding how globalism has really screwed them over.
Yeah, I think it's a very analogous situation. I mean, ironically, it is the Democratic Party and the Clintons who brought us NAFTA. Remember what it was that Ross Perot said about NAFTA? He said that sucking sound you hear of the jobs leaving America.
Yeah.
Of course, he turned out to be exactly right. Once again, the leadership of the Democratic Party and some in the union movement supporting NAFTA, now I think a great recognition, particularly among the Bernie Sanders voters, that these large globalist trade deals, whether it's NAFTA or TPP, TPA, they're leaving the American economy behind. So it is a precursor. I really believe at the end of the day, Trump will be able to get almost a third of the Sanders voters, not his hard left voters, but those labor-oriented voters who both oppose the Iraq war and oppose these globalist trade deals.
And who also oppose the establishment essentially controlling them, the corrupt establishment, because that was also a big part of it as well. People didn't like what was happening in Brussels, and people don't like what the establishment of both parties are doing to them. And that's a reaction that we see with the Sanders voters as well as with the Trump voters. So I agree with you. I think he's got a very strong case to make to both of them. Tell us what's going on in Cleveland now. I understand you've got some new developments there.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday was kind of like the Daily Double. You won two important victories. Not only was I pleased about the vote in the U.K., but the city of Cleveland had handed down a set of very restricted gag orders on Trump demonstrators and Trump supporters for the days surrounding the convention. Many months ago, working with Citizens for Trump and others, we applied for a permit to have a specific march and rally outside the facility, the convention facility. The city delayed and delayed and delayed. They ultimately denied our permit. They gave one to Black Lives Matter, but they denied ours. And ultimately, they cooked up rules that would have required all protesters to be essentially in the same penned-in area. So, in other words, Black Lives Matter, MoveOn.org, thugs, cheek by jowl with Liberty Republicans, Trump supporters, bikers for Trump, and so on. This was an obvious recipe for fisticuffs, for violence. Perhaps this is what the city Democratic machine in Cleveland actually wanted. They would not give us a specific location for a rally. They would not allow us to have our own public address system. They would only allow us to have access to a system set up in a certain area controlled by the city in which you have to apply to speak, and 20 people have already been approved. You can imagine they are the Vegetarian Party, the New Agers, I mean, every kook group you can think of. So with the ACLU supporting us, we went to federal court. I'm always skeptical about the judicial system because I believe judges are essentially politicians who climb to the top of the heap.
Right.
But in any event, yesterday a federal judge threw out the city's rules, specifically directed the city to reduce the security perimeter for the convention from 4 miles away to 1 mile away, which is far more reasonable.
Wow.
That, in turn, I think opens a number of city-owned sites, potentially, for the what was originally the Stop the Steal rally, featuring Alex Jones and Ann Coulter and other speakers, and is now, hopefully, will be the American Unity rally, and hopefully a triumphant moment for Trump supporters.
Are you still going to be confined into some kind of a cage? Because this is something that we've seen getting worse every round of presidential elections, removing people who want to speak or to protest or whatever, removing them farther and farther away, putting them in cages, restricting their ability to speak. We've seen this as a as an ongoing trend, and every 4 years it gets worse. But now that they have shrunk the security perimeter from 4 miles to 1 mile, are they still going to be putting you in cages and restricting who can speak and that sort of thing?
No, I don't think so. I think the judge made it very clear that none of that was accepted. So the negotiations to settle, the city would like to settle the suit. We would like a city-designated area, a permit for a rally. We want a half-an-hour buffer before and after. And if we're a permitted activity, obviously we want the protection of the Cleveland police.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the most amazing things about this process, David, is that all the time we were fighting with the bureaucrats at City Hall, individual police officers involved in this process would always take me aside and say, by the way, we're 100% for Trump.
Yeah.
And good luck with your lawsuit. So it is, I think it is likely that we will settle with the city, that we'll get a workable location. Now, of course, the city has stymied us for months in terms of getting people to Cleveland, figuring out where they're going to sleep, attracting the marshals we need to make sure that this is a nonviolent protest. So we're behind the eight ball. On the other hand, I have great faith in both Donald Trump and the Liberty Movement, and I think we will have a huge crowd.
That's great.
A huge crowd in Cleveland.
That's excellent. And I remember when the Bundy Ranch thing happened, everybody was truly outraged. Here this was out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, literally the middle of nowhere. It was hours north of Las Vegas. Virtually all the land was under federal control. And they had a small enclave of people that were there to protest that were maybe about a mile away from the Bundy's ranch. And then as you got off of the interstate, in the middle of nowhere, as I pointed out, there's this little fence and area. And there was an officially printed up sign by the BLM that says First Amendment area. And somebody put a handwritten sign next to that and said, the First Amendment is not an area. And it got the Republican governor and everyone was very concerned about what was going on there. Everybody was talking about how the BLM wanted to shut down free speech. We see this constantly. I'm really not certain. I've got more concern, I think, about what's going to happen with the Democrat convention in Philadelphia based on what Ja'Kari Jackson and I saw when the Pope was here. We went to Washington and New York, and they were very cool with things. They were able to handle massive protests. And we saw that again in Washington when I went to cover Donald Trump speaking to AIPAC. But when we went to Philadelphia, it was unbelievable how they shut that city down. And that's where the Democrat convention is going to be. And there's going to be a lot of unrest there. I don't think people are not realizing just how angry the Democrat left is going to be in Philadelphia and how overreaching the Philadelphia Police Department and the mayor have been in the past.
Well, first of all, we would be naive to think that the Democratic city machines in places like Cleveland and Philadelphia are not in league with the Clinton campaign, because mm-hmm. of course they are. Secondarily, I was very disappointed this morning to see Bernie Sanders say that he will vote for Hillary. Now, Bernie is not my cup of tea, and I made some caustic remarks about him early in the campaign, which I take back. I must tell you, I think he's run a great campaign, given the fact that he wasn't even a Democrat 6 months ago. He's raised an enormous amount of money. He has run a great grassroots campaign. I like where he attacked Hillary on war and trade. I only wish that he had attacked her a bit more on corruption and her abuse of women. But it is disappointing to see Bernie join the club and ultimately turn out to support policies that he doesn't really support.
Yeah, let's play the clip that he had. He was on Morning Joe today where he was declaring his fealty to Hillary Clinton. And I want to get your reaction to what he said and the reasons that he gave for why he would support Hillary Clinton. Here's that clip.
Are you going to vote for Hillary Clinton in November?
Yes. Yeah, I think the issue right here is I'm going to do everything I can to defeat Donald Trump. I think Trump, in so many ways, will be a disaster for this country if he were to be elected president. We do not need a president whose cornerstone of his campaign is bigotry, is insulting Mexicans and Latinos and Muslims and women, who does not believe in the reality of climate change, when virtually every scientist who has studied this issue understands we have a global crisis. This is not somebody who should become president. But my job right now is to fight for the strongest possible platform in the Democratic Convention. And as we speak in St. Louis, that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. And that means a platform that represents working people, that stands up to big money interests. And that's what we're trying
to
do.
So your vote will be a vote for Hillary Clinton or against Hillary Clinton?
Well, I don't want to parse words right now. What I am trying to do right now is to make sure that the Democratic Party becomes a party that represents working people, not Wall Street,
Okay, so she wasn't really understanding whether he was going to vote for Hillary or for Donald, because he said he's going to stand up to big money interest. I think that really confused her, because they gave a mixed signal there. Roger, what do you think? Because she is the candidate for big money interest, isn't she?
Yeah, I think it's Bernie who's confused.
Yeah.
On the important issues of trade and war, his views are much closer to Donald Trump's than they are to Hillary Clinton's. Secondarily, if Bernie Sanders really thinks Hillary Clinton is going to police or clean up Wall Street, good luck on that. he is sadly naive.
Yeah.
But you also see the continuing effort on the left to smear Donald Trump as a bigot, racist, hater, trigger happy, a lunatic. I've known Trump for 39 years. Knew his parents well. I know his family well, and I have great affection for them. These are lies. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump doesn't have a racist bone in his body. In fact, unlike Bernie Sanders, unlike Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump has created thousands of jobs for black people, for brown people, for all Americans. So I see the 1964 Goldwater technique of the big lie. Oh, Barry Goldwater, he's nuts. You remember that, David?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he was going to pull the button. You had the countdown Daisy commercial, you know, where they only played it once, but then the media just kept playing it for free over and over and over again.
Yeah, it's the same technique. And the problem you have here is that the American people now aren't buying it. In other words,
right.
I think voter dissatisfaction and voter suspicion has now spread beyond the institutions of government and the Congress and the political system to now include big media. In other words, the voters know that CNN is in bed with the political establishment. They know that CNN is only going to publicize information beneficial to the Clintons. That's why we sometimes jokingly call it the Clinton News Network.
That's right. And, of course, that narrative of talking about how Brexit was xenophobic and racist, they didn't buy that either. You know, I talked about how the Labour Party was divided, and for the membership from the voters from the leadership, and how the Tories were divided. But the media in Britain was all together on that racist, xenophobe narrative. The people can get their information outside of mainstream media now, and the truth will out on this, and it did in the Brexit vote. We're talking to Roger Stone of StoneZone.com. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with another segment with Roger Stone, and then we're going to have Paul Joseph Watson joining us in the next hour.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Ida. We're talking to Roger Stone. StoneZone.com. No stranger to those of you who listen to InfoWars.com. We've been fortunate enough to be able to talk to Roger Stone, a very experienced political analyst. We're going to talk to him more about what he thinks Brexit means and its implications for the American election. Before we get back to Roger, real quickly, we have a new special, Deep Cleanse, 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. And, of course, this is the Rolls Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we put this all together in one after decades of scientific research. It's 20% off now at InfoWarsLife.com. This is our fastest selling formula yet, and it's going to sell out pretty quickly, especially at this price. Also, we have Hillary for Prison t-shirts. Get your Hillary for Prison t-shirt, limited edition, 50% off for 1 week, and we've been doing this now for several days, so I'm not sure how much longer that's going to run. When you buy one for 50% off, you get a link to, and you'll see there when you buy that first one, you'll see a link where you can sign up for our newsletter. If you do that, you can get additional ones for 75% off. That's an incredible price. And just as I was pointing out, this one guy says this is a day that the British people defied their jailers. You know, Hillary wants to be your jailer. No, send her to prison instead, okay? There's either her or you. One of us is going to go to jail. And finally, we have the Alexa Pure water filters, 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's everything from the highest quality, largest systems down to the shower filters that will take the chlorine out of your municipal water supply. All of those, 20% off, all the Alexa Pure water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go back to Roger Stone now. Roger, it was a great statement from Donald Trump. He said the people of the United Kingdom have voted to reassert control over their own politics, borders, and economy. He said, come November, the American people will have the chance to redeclare their independence. Americans will have a chance to vote for trade, immigration, foreign policies that will put our citizens first. They'll have the chance to reject today's rule by the global elite. They can embrace real change that delivers a government by and for the people. He says, I hope America is watching. It will soon be time to believe in America again. And so we saw the voters in Britain vote to make Britain great again. Will the voters in America vote to make America great again? I think they will. And I think this really lines up perfectly with what Donald Trump has been saying in this campaign. And what he's been saying, as you pointed out, with NAFTA and other things, he's been talking about this going back to the early 80s.
Yeah, Donald Trump's been very consistent. He has never been a globalist. He's always been deeply suspicious of the he was opposed to NAFTA. He was indeed opposed to the Iraq War. There's another British analogy that occurred to me this week, David, and that is, as you know, there were tumultuous changes in the Trump campaign. Donald Trump, I think, wisely fired Corey Lewandowski, who was, I think, more concerned about himself than the future of a Trump presidency. Interestingly, now Lewandowski's going to work at CNN, which I view to be the most negative,
really,
anti-Trump of the networks.
Wow, that's interesting.
Many reporters have asked me in the last 48 hours whether the Trump campaign can possibly gear up quickly enough in terms of all the key elements that they need, organization, research, analytics, and so on. And the answer is yes. Now, the Trump campaign will never be the well-oiled political machine that the Clintons have, which is a bureaucratic, top-heavy, you know, the assistants have assistants.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we'll talk about that, too, because that was a narrative at the beginning of the week was, oh, you know, look at all the money she has. Well, look at all the money that Jeb Bush had. And we used to hear from these same people that it was a sign of corruption to have that much money. Now it's a sign of virtue. Stay with us. We're going to be talking to Roger Stone for another 5 minutes on the other side of the hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.